Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. It is Monday, November the 9th, 2020. God bless you. My topic for today is gentleness, and I'm going to be very brief. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Before I give this word, let your Holy Spirit guide us and keep us with a clear mind and heart for things that are about to happen and that will happen. Keep us strong in your faith and keep those that are sick and shut in, those with COVID, those that have recovered from COVID. We pray for those. We pray for the sick and the elderly. And we keep them uplifted. We keep standing strong in the faith, even though our nation is divided, but God knows what's best. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Okay, gentleness. Gentleness begins with genuine humility. Its technical meaning is power held in control. Being gentle is about knowing one's power and knowing when and how to use it. Gentleness is not weakness. It is the strength that is directed toward God and expressed in action with service to others. Jesus is our example of gentleness. He is the one who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in the fashion as man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient until death of the cross. And that's coming from Philippians 2, 6 through 8. Matthew 11, 29, I'm going to read, "Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Another verse, Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Hallelujah. The secret of being a saint is being a saint in secret. That is my word for today. God bless you. Until Wednesday, I have another word for you. And God bless you and keep you on the beginning of the new week. Love one another. Tell somebody you love them and give them a hug. Or, well, with COVID, you know, you can't hug them, but show them that you care. Amen. Amen. I'll see you Wednesday with another word. God bless you and keep strong. Amen. Amen.